Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Gaydon is here. Rich is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years as a member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years, actually. And he is the publisher of Mullings.com. He's a political operative extraordinaire, a global thinker and operative in the area of politics, but also democracy. He travels the world on behalf of a number of different organizations trying to create democracy in other parts of the world, and we always admire him for that. He's also our good friend, Rich Gaydon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Those are nice things to say.
Well, I mean it. and you spin to the right, as we say.
I do, but not very fast.
In full disclosure. Okay, so recently there was another court decision about free speech and voting and elections and money and all that sort of thing. It's gotten to where we've been bouncing this ball back and forth, Rich. I think the average, it's difficult for the average person, meaning me, to understand what's the deal, and are we moving in the right direction? What do you think?
Well, it's a difficult call. What happened is last week, as we all know, as we remember, because the President Obama made such a big deal about it by wagging his finger in the face of the, literally, in the face of the Supreme Court Chief Justice, after the court a few years ago had ruled that corporations and unions could participate directly in the political process. And before that, they had to form PACs and sort of kind of go around the corner and up the street and hide behind the 7-Eleven. And that was seen as the end of democracy as you know it. By President Obama. Then the other day, or last week, or 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court extended that thinking. And the thinking is, as you mentioned, that political donations are an expression of speech, and as such, just because you and I may not like it, doesn't mean that we can prevent it by law, because the Constitution and the First Amendment specifically permits it. And this one. And the reason you don't understand it, and I don't understand it because it doesn't affect us, there are limits. There are not only individual limits on how much you can give a candidate in this election year. It's $2,600 per person to a federal candidate. These are all federal candidates. $2,600 for each election cycle. I mean, an election cycle is a primary and a general election are two different cycles.
Ah.
So you can give up to $5,200, yeah. And your spouse can get $5,200, but then there's an overall limit of how much you can give, and I forget what that number was, but it was a pretty high number, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever it was.
To any one candidate.
Totally.
From yourself.
All of your federal donations.
From yourself.
From yourself, or right. That's exactly right. And what this law said was, no, we can have limits to individual candidates, but it is unconstitutional to say that Rich Gaydon can't give to all 435 candidates running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So he can give as much as he wants overall.
So they took the individual limit off.
Yeah, that's why you and I don't care about this, because we never get that.
Right. Oh, I've been worried about it. Yeah, and that's a big challenge for me. But go ahead.
So the issue then is what we're looking at are. Whether or not, when you start totaling up all of the changes in the election donation laws, whether or not more and more power is being concentrated in the hands of fewer and fewer people, and those
it seems like that. It seems like that out here on Main Street, Rich.
Well, I mean, it is a real problem. It's one of those things where the philosophy, I think, and I'm not asking you to agree with this, but I think that the philosophy is beginning to clash against the reality, and that is mm-hmm. if your net worth is $2.5 billion, and you want to give some small percentage, say $20 million,
mm-hmm.
To the in politics, that does give you extraordinary influence.
Well, and this is how oligarchies are created, Rich.
Yes, that is exactly the right word. That's exactly the right word, and they all know each other. I mean, guys, we were talking earlier. I was at T. Boone Pickens Ranch last week, working on the Pickens plan that I do.
Not to drop a name or anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's exactly my point. The names that he drops are names that we all know that we don't get to talk to.
Right. Exactly. And this is another, folks, this is what I meant when I said before, when Rich was joining us, that we were going to talk about people making decisions above us, about us, and for us, and we need to know about these things. Rich, get a good job there. We're going to come right back and talk about another important topic, just exactly like that, different issue.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.